Now, what about in the Hurwitz trial?
In the Hurwitz study, when you look at the two different analyses, you come up with almost the same answer. The general PFS and the on-treatment PFS numbers are very, very close because there, almost everybody stopped for either progression or death.
So in other words, the treatment was continued.
Exactly. So even though they used an analysis that would have censored for a significant number of patients who dropped for other reasons, patients didn't drop for other reasons. I think what this indicates is that the oxaliplatin-based regimens are a bit more subtle and require some careful understanding to be used in their optimal sense. And in order to get the most benefit from the addition of bevacizumab, we would hypothesize that it's important to continue both the bev and whatever active chemotherapy drugs are tolerable until progression. We definitely see a big difference in terms of how many patients got treatment up till progression on this trial versus the Hurwitz study. And we hypothesize that that may largely account for the more modest benefit seen in progression-free survival.
Now, what fraction of patients were entered from the U.S. in your trial versus Hurwitz?
The Hurwitz study was predominantly a United States study. This study accrued 90% ex-U.S.
That's fascinating. I mean, it kind of makes sense when you think about it. You continue a fluoropyrimidine bevacizumab, it kind of makes sense you would delay progression.
I think so.